You're here with Wayne Foy and John Garland. We're going to take a look back at last week's games in the Canada Life Premier League Fest. First up, you went for All Boys to beat Douglas Royal and they beat them 3-2, John.
Yeah, your team All Boys, second off top in the league. I thought this would be a high-scoring game for All Boys, but Royals put up a great show in the first half. Dean Goff put them 1-0 up. And then after the second half, Mr. Purvis had a right good goal at them in the second half, and the Quirk boys flying down the wings got the goals, and Chris Anderson chipped in later on with a 3-2. Great result for All Boys, because Douglas Royals are starting to come back into form.
Very predictable game next, St. George's versus Rushen. You went for St. George's, as I expected, and they beat them 6-0 there, John.
Yeah, I was watching this game. I called in for half an hour, and it was one-way traffic. It wasn't that fact that Rushen were bad. It was St. George's were on fire. The 1-2s round the pitch, Chris Bass Jr. was brilliant, much better than his father ever was. And the Ireland's premier centre-forward, Mr. Morrissey, bagged a goal as well.
You got the next one right as well. John, St. Mary's were at home to Jim's and he beat them 4-1. Jim's not having the best of times recently.
No, Jim's full strength. Probably that's why they got beat 4-1 again. Nick Bowden. Poor Nick. He scores every week and he's on the losing side every week. But the Priestnell boys were on form. They could have had more. And Martin Riley got the fourth to make it 4-1.
Big game next. Peel versus Castletown. Peel put 8 past them this week, John.
Well, we were talking about this off the air. And Peel always tape their matches and they hammered them. But what the story doesn't tell you, there was 2 sent off in this game. And it's on YouTube. I don't know which one it was, but there was a headbutting incident and he got his marching orders. So 8-2 to Peel, stroll in the park.
Second to last game in the league for last week, John, was Ayr versus Ramsey. You went for the draw, you sat on the fence, but Ramsey won 4-2, even though they were away from home.
Yeah, well, it was a derby match and it was a good game by all accounts. Mr. Rowley's men, 4-2 winners here. Sean Kelly, Jason Crane for Ayr, who he's chipped him with a couple of goals, but Martin Torb makes the difference for Ramsey, and it was a closer game than 4-2 says.
And last up, you predicted it, was Laxey versus Michael. You picked Laxey and he beat them 5-0.
Yeah, got a free week this week, so there's no game for Laxey, and the match after that would be St George's in the semi-finals. But the first half, they were terrible by all accounts, according to the manager. They were 3-0 up and still not playing any football. Second half was a lot better. Gary Williams, Mr. Webster and Mr. Cowley with a couple, and they've got one eye on the semi-final.
That's a look at last week's games in the Canada Life Premier League. We're going to take a look at today's games now. And first up, we've got Rushen versus Douglas Royals. Douglas Royals got beat 3-2 last week by Old Boys. And Rushen are coming off the back of a 6-0 loss to St. George's. How do you see that going, John?
Well, although I watched the Rushen match, Mr. Kelly up front was unlucky. He worked hard for Rushen, but there was no rewards for him. And Douglas Royals, they've got Mr. Dunn back at the back, so they've got another man. But I'm going to go for a Rushen. Although they got beat 6-0, I'm going to go for a Rushen win there.
Next game in the Canada Life Premier League for today is Old Boys versus Corinthians. Old Boys, as I said, got that win against Douglas Royals, and Corinthians had a week off. So will they be nice and rested going into this?
Corinthians are flying up that table. They had a bad start, and young Gerrard for Corinthians has scored in the last 6 games. But I'm going to go for an Old Boys win. Old Boys need to pick it up for the semi-finals, and the Callum boys and the Quirk boys will be up for this one.
Michael versus Ernex, both coming off the back of a loss last week. Can you see much in that game, John?
No, it's Michael have been struggling and Ayr got beat off Ramsey, and this is another derby match for them down at Michael, so I'm going to sit on the fence with this one again, not upset anybody, and go for the draw.
Next game in the league is Ramsey versus Peel, both coming off a win last week. Ramsey beat Ayr 4-2 and Peel put 8 past.
No, but Peel are the strongest side between the two of them. Ramsey got some big fellas at the back, but Peel have got some great footballers down there. I think Mr. Shimmin's back for Peel, so Koch and Shimmin at the back for Peel. I can't see Ramsey scoring against them too. And Mr. Kelly's back for Peel, so it should be an easy Peel win.
Just 2 games left in this week's fixtures, Castletown versus St. Mary's. St. Mary's 4-1 last week. What's going to happen there, John?
Castletown struggling, no manager. I know Tabs has gone and they're struggling for discipline, 2 off last week. St. Mary's are coming back into form. Mr. Riley's back and the Priestnell boys are back, so it's a St. Mary's win.
And last up is Jim's, your old team versus St. George's. St. George's are flying, as we know. They stuck 6 past Rushen last week. Jim's went down 4-1 at St. Mary's. How many are they going to put against them, John?
Well, I think Mr. Bassey will score a couple. And I think Mr. Callum Morrissey will get a couple. Frank Jones is on fire for St. George's. And as for Jim's, well, I think Energy Radio, the team from where you could beat them at the moment. My nephew at the back, Richard, that's not having a great season this year. and Nick Bowden scoring goals, but always on the losing side. So good luck to Jims, and if you can keep it down to 10, you've done well.
That concludes this week's games in the Canada Life Premier League. We're going to take a short break. In a couple of minutes, we'll be back and we'll be taking a look at JCK Division 2.